getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Man, I don't know how it got here so fast, but it is time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show right here on the radio or the internet or the podcast or wherever the heck you happen to be listening to us anyway. We're glad you're along for another hour of great old-time music here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And yes, this is the week that includes, what do they call that, Green Day, Irish Day, St. Patrick's Day. I knew there was a name for it and that would come to me eventually. And I actually have coming up in the show Lil Wally to do When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. So there you go. You got a Polish guy singing an Irish song. Why not? We're going to do it in the show today. But let's start things off with Rudy and the Checkmates. Huh? Here's Patty's Polka to get things rolling.
We'll be right back.
There you go with Rudy and the Checkmates getting things rolling this week on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And that's what we do every week. We get together and we spin great old-time records here on the show. It's always phonograph records. I don't know. I wonder if they ever heard back from Patty. That's what happens when I hear a song that's got someone's name in it. You know, did they know they made the song and what was their response? We just don't know. We haven't heard from Lawrence Welk for a long time on the show. And, you know, he always had a polka in the show. It seemed like anyway. And I ran across a great old Lawrence Welk 45 here. It's the Pound Your Table Polka, Lawrence Welk and his champagne music.
Across the street that's not like other places. It's where neighbors like to meet and greet familiar faces. There's no talk of daily cares or troubles allowed. There's where fun is king, and that's what brings in the crowd. If the older folks don't dance, they bring their youngsters with them, for they love to watch romance and beat their feet in rhythm. When the band is through a swing, then the leader tells the ring, say you mothers, hey you brothers, everybody sing.
Sing together one more chorus
till the rafters will ring. Raise your voices and sing
one more chorus. If you're for us,
join us all in the song.
Give the band a helping hand and come along.
That is Lawrence Welk and his champagne music, the Pound Your Table Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And someplace, somewhere out there, somebody right now is saying, ah, that was a scratchy record. What'd you play that one for? That lends the authenticity to the show because we always play records, and every now and then you get a fuzzy one. And the weird thing is that record looks beautiful, shiny, clean, and wonderful, but it sounds a little fuzzy around the edges. That's part of the authentic factor of the Oompa Hour. Now, it seems to me that in the last few weeks, we've had a lot of bands either with Wally in the name or Wally in the song or something, and I have another Wally song today, Wally's Polka. It's the Ample Airs Orchestra on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you have the Ample Airs, Wally's Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show on the way here. Sunshine Polka coming up next, and I can report that right now here in northern Minnesota, as I'm doing the show, we have sunshine, and we actually have decent weather. The snow's been melting. Man, spring, one of the big fancy weather guys said that winter is over, spring is here, and that was a few days ago, so that's a little early for us, and that is perfectly fine with me. I don't know if I told you maybe last week or the week before that I had a little incident where a bust of Beethoven fell on my head. I'm sure I told you that story. You will be glad to know that this week I had a CAT scan, that's what they call it, to be sure I didn't have any owies in my noggin, and I actually got a test result from my doctor that says, congratulations, your brain is normal. And I am so glad to have paperwork that actually says that, because now I can prove it to people. Anyway, Russ Binnert and his polka band, here's the Sunshine Polka. Binnert and his polka band, Sunshine Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. It's come to my attention that perhaps we're missing waltzes in the shows lately. I don't remember playing a waltz every week like I always try to do. Oh, but we do have When Irish Eyes Are Smiling coming up. The record says it's a waltz, so we are covered this week. That's on the way here in a little bit. Right now, Bernie Roberts and his orchestra. Here's Pretty Red Wing on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Crying for a fire 'neath the star. sleeping while Red Wing's weeping her heart away.
Guy Lombardo is on the way with the Royal Canadians here. You just heard Bernie Roberts and his orchestra, though, with Pretty Red Wing, and they're all the way from Juneau, Wisconsin, on Pageant Records. It says right on there, that was a vocal duet, in case you didn't figure that out. So, Guy Lombardo coming up here in just a second. I always wonder, though, he's from Canada. Could it be Guy Lombardo, and we just changed it down here in the good old U.S. of A. all those years ago? I think it's very possible, actually. But before we get to Guy Lombardo and the gang, I want to talk about the Harrington Arts Center, more specifically, a World of Accordions museum located in Superior, Wisconsin, and encourage you, if you're going to be in the area, to put them on your itinerary as we get into this nice vacationing, traveling season, because it's really cool. And if you like old-time music and you appreciate the history and the ethnicity, really, of the music and the instruments and the history and all that, wow, what a place to stop. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display, big ones, little ones, fancy ones, plain ones, just an amazing collection of instruments is on display. But, of course, they have a lot of events coming up now during the spring and summer months. They always have concerts, jam sessions. They have what they call ethnic evenings, where they feature a particular type of music, like Slovenian or Finnish, Scandinavian, whatever it might be. They have concerts throughout the year. They have their beautiful auditorium. They have the only accordion and concertina repair and technician school in the country. It's just cool. Right on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin, there's plenty of room to park around there. And if you're going to be like heading up the north shore of Lake Superior, visiting the Twin Ports, we call it, the Duluth-Superior area, you might want to just be sure to make a stop. You can find out more at www.accordionworld.org on your interwebs there and get all the information. I'll just bet you if you sent them an email and said, hey, could I get a copy of your event schedule for the season, they would send you one. I just know they would. www.accordionworld.org for a World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin. I promise you, Guy Lombardo, I'm not going to let you down. Here's the Pie in the Face Polka.
Thank you.
there you go. That is Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, the Pie in the Face Polka. They're on Tim's Oompa Hour, kind of a change of pace from their most, probably biggest and most traditional record, which, of course, is Auld Lang Syne, and we're not even going to play that, even on New Year's, because it's not a polka. Anyway, I do have Little Wally and the Harmony Boys to do When Irish Eyes Are Smiling coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But before that, let's go to Texas. We haven't played a good old-time record out of Texas in a while, and I think the time has come to do that. On Guide Records here, out of Houston, we have the Little Fishermen of Texas, and here's St. Paul's Bullfrog. Love that one, huh? Little Fishermen of Texas there, and St. Paul's Bullfrog here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I promised you this one. We've got St. Paddy's Day this week, and I cannot do an Irish thing. And there, you know, in the radio biz, and when I'm not doing this, I'm doing normal radio, if you want to call it normal. And it seems like every time this time of year, somebody asks me to do a commercial for them, and can you please talk like you're Irish? Or, you know, have an Irish brogue, if you could, when you do this commercial for the bar that's having green beer or something. And I'm like, you are so far away from anything I could possibly say that would sound even slightly Irish. The best I've got is if you want me to do a commercial and somewhere in it I get to say, always after me Lucky Charms. Because that's it. There's nothing else comes out of me that sounds even slightly Irish. But I can introduce Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. And he's probably one of the most famous, certainly most recorded, I think, Polish entertainers ever in the music biz. So it just cracks me up that Lil Wally is doing When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
Eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, will they steal your heart away? Irish eyes are smiling. Sure, it's like a morning stream in the lilt of Irish laughter. You can hear the angels sing when Irish hearts are happy. All the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's steal your heart away.
Oh my goodness, I tell you what, Lil Wally almost sounded like an Irish tenor there, didn't he? There they are, the Harmony Boys and Lil Wally, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. And I completely forgot to play that record last year during St. Paddy's Week, and I actually left the record out on the counter in front of me for an entire year so I would remember to play it this year. So I'm going to put it right back up on that nail so I know where it is next year, too. All right, back to some more old-time music. It's beautiful music. Beautiful music. Here's the Colonel Bogey Polka, the Whoopi John Orchestra. John and the band here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, and I am out of control today. I am not putting the records away as I go. They're all scattered all over the... See, that was the sound of me putting the record back in the sleeve. See, do you hear that sound? That's putting a record back in its paper sleeve there. That's got to go over in the done pile. I'm totally out of control this week. I am not... Normally, I try to run a tight ship here, keep things neat and organized, but there's so much stuff on the counter, I don't really have room. All right, now I found myself once again poised on the horns of a dilemma, and I don't even really know what that means, but I had the Big Parade Polka by the Pine Toppers in my stack of records to play, and I picked it up, and I noticed that we have Mockingbird Hill on the other side, and that not really a polka. And I don't know that much about the Pine Toppers to know if this is even going to pull itself off as an old-time record. But when I noticed it said that it has vocal chorus by the Beaver Valley Sweethearts, I thought, how could I not play that side instead? So we're going to classify this as an experimental recording on the show this week. The Pine Toppers with the Beaver Valley Sweethearts and Mockingbird Hill.
When the sun in the morning peeps over the hill and kisses the roses by my windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, tra-la-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, tra-la-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on the Mockingbird Hill.
You, but I'm pretty glad I played that side instead of the other side, because that was an awfully cute record there. The Pine Toppers with the Beaver Valley Sweethearts and Mockingbird Hill here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Technically another waltz, too, so we're way over the quota this week anyway, so we're in good shape. As long as we're getting all experimental now and playing, I have a record here that I'm sure is a wonderful record, and I can't pronounce a word on it. I have several that clearly have Polish titles. I cannot read Polish, and if I tried to pronounce what this says, I'm sure it would be embarrassing, and it would be, yeah, just not good. But I can tell you that it's Eddie Kenick with the Eddie Buhner Orchestra, and a song I can't pronounce. In fact, quite honestly, the record label looks like somebody spilled a can of alphabet soup on it. But we'll just play the record, and let's hope that we enjoy it and that they're not going to be singing anything dirty, you know what I mean?
Je podobi słońca pala na zelene traunike, je sotrauco pomorila in se žlakne rožice, in se žlakne rožice. Kempani za rostce trubne, če ji slanca pomori. Mele je za dekle moja, če me ona zapusti, če me ona zapusti. Thank you. srca ena rožica cveti. Če ne boš ji prilivala, se gotovo posuši, se gotovo posuši. Kaj ji bo, bode prilivala, klima meca ne bode, jaz pa bom ji prilivala. Svoje, svoje grenke so za mi, svoje grenke so za mi.
In trouble, because as soon as I started that record, I'm like, that is not a Polish record, that's a Slovenian record, you idiot. But it still just looks like a jumble of letters on the label to me. I can't pronounce any of it. It was a great record, though. And so then I went to my Google while you were listening to that record, where it has a Slovak to English translation thing, right, where you type in the title and it'll change it to English for you. Well, I did that and it didn't help. Yeah, I'm not even going to try because it would just be embarrassing to all of us. But anyway, it was a great sounding record nonetheless. And now to something I can pronounce. I have the Maddie's Brothers to do Who Stole the Kishka, a song we all know. And I would like to tell you that this record was formerly owned by Mr. and Mrs. Michael Beldiga of Westland, Michigan. And I know that because back in the 50s and 60s, people would take their little address labels and stick them on their 45s. So they went to a party or a dance and everybody brought their records and they all got mixed up together by the record player there. They could sort them out after the evening was over. And so this is one of those. So Mr. and Mrs. Michael Beldiga of Westland, Michigan, thanks for buying this record. And somehow it wound up here on my record shelf in northern Minnesota. I always wish there was a way to track how records wound up where they are. But anyway, Maddie's Brothers and Who Stole the Kishka?
Someone stole the kishka, someone stole the kishka, someone stole the kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Someone called the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was hanging on the rack. Someone stole the kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Take my shinka, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my fiddle here, but give me back the kishka.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Yasha found the kishka, Yasha found the kishka, Yasha found the kishka, he hung it on the rack.
He found the kishka, he found the kishka, he found the kishka, Yasha brought it back.
Okay, Maddie's Brothers. Brothers there. Who stole the Kishka? Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We get together every week and we just sit here and play old-time records on the record player is what we do. It's kind of fun. It's like you're at a party, only you didn't have to go anywhere, you know? I need to remind you, you can always reach us here on the Oompa Hour via email, by the way. It's very simple. It's just oompahour@aol.com. That's it. Oompa Hour. It's all one word smashed together like emails are. oompahour@aol.com. And yes, that is a change from the last couple of years now. We switched over to a different email thing just because it's simple, but it's easy to remember. oompahour@aol.com. Also on Facebook, it is facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So if you want to track us down there, by all means, do so. Here's the Polka Ambassadors now, the Lichtensteiner Polka. Kinds of trouble here. Hang on for Pete. I'm all tangled up my headphone cord here. I was over by the record rack and I was on the chair with the wheels on it. And it's a terrible mess in the show today. I don't know what is going on. I've totally lost track of my organizational skills, what few I had. That was the Polka Ambassadors, the Lichtensteiner Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. I got a Ray Henry record here that came off the bottom of the stack here, was not put away in a sleeve like it should have been. Heaven knows when, back in 1968 or something. And I have not had time to clean this record yet, and I don't know that we want to take a time out here on the show to clean this off. Let me just, I'm just kind of dusting it off a little bit here while I'm talking, and thanking you for joining us here on the Oompa Hour. And yeah, I just grabbed this record. I try to, if I have one I haven't played for a while, I try to clean them up before I play them while the other ones are playing. And I didn't have time, so we're just going to try it. Here's Ray Henry in the orchestra. This is the Red Hot Polka.
Thank you.
Okay, Ray Henry and the Orchestra, Red Hot Polka. That was a red hot number indeed, and the record didn't sound too bad for not getting officially cleaned up here before we gave it a roll on the show this week. We are going to, by the way, close out the show with another version of When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, sung by a different great Polish musician, because, well, I don't have any Irish polkas. I don't know what the deal is with that. But we do have the Polish Kid coming up, too, in just a second.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
And so you don't forget, sign up before midnight tonight. Remember they used to say that on the end, all those commercials they had for all that crazy stuff, like from, I can't even think of the company now. What was it, Remco, or they would always say, Ronco, that's what it was. Ron Popeil, that was the guy. Is it an incredible set of Ginsu knives? You get 12 and they're knives that stay sharp forever, and they're amazing. Look at it, slice this tomato in this tin can. But if you order in the next 10 minutes, you'll get not one, but two sets of amazing Ginsu knives. Anyway, that has nothing to do with it, but I promised you the Polish Kid, and it's good that he calls himself the Polish Kid, because I can't read his name. But he did a lot of great records. Here's the Brentwood House Polka.
Wally and Ellis, they have a palace and call it Brentwood House. Everyone goes there, family and neighbors, guys even bring their spouse. The atmosphere is grand, especially when you go hear a polka band. Pretty girls serve and delight you, it's right for you at the Brentwood House. If you are hungry or maybe thirsty, there is one thing to do. Take some pinions and go see Wally, he'll be there to serve you. Have some whiskey, rum, schnapps, beer or wine, and soon you will be feeling fine. Try the smorgasbord, you might say, oh good Lord, I'll be back soon next time. Especially when you go hear a polka band. Pretty girls serve and delight you, it's right for you at the Brentwood House. If you are hungry or maybe thirsty, there is one thing to do. Take some pinions and go see Wally, he'll be there to serve you. Music, food, laughter, all waiting there for you at the place we go to. Yashu, Mike, Mary, Jean are always on the scene, it's the thing to do.
There you go. That is the Polish Kid there and the Brentwood House Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and I promised you we would wrap it up with yet another version of a Polish guy singing When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. And so, again, happy St. Patty's Day. They say everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Don't they say that? I'm sure I saw a button or something that said that. And I was thinking there's another thing I can say that sounds Irish, you know, besides always after me Lucky Charms. Because as soon as you say that, you feel Irish. But there was another one. Remember the jingle for the soap? Do you remember Irish Spring Soap? To this day, I still use Irish Spring Soap. Every time I take a shower, Irish Spring Soap. And they always had that that slogan. They would always sing that little jingle. They would sing that's how to go now. With the power of Irish Spring in your hand, it's like taking a shower in Ireland. And I always thought, why is that a good thing? I mean, I've never been to Ireland. I don't know. But, do I want a soap that smells like Ireland? I mean, do people in Ireland buy soap that smells like the USA? Because I don't think that would be so good necessarily. But anyway, that's my last shot at trying to say anything with a bit of an Irish accent today. And we'll go out with another version of When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. Here's Little Richard.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away. Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away.
Singing from way over here, too. There you go. That's Little Richard and his band When Irish Eyes Are Smiling as we get things rolling into St. Patrick's Day this week. Or maybe you already had St. Patrick's Day, depending when you're hearing the show. But anyway, there you go. And you'll all be singing that to yourselves all week anyway.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it all over again next week, except with different records. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!